Cocktails, darling?
Well, maybe some fruit cocktail then. Milk, hot chocolate. Do you have any of that punch? Let me see now. Oh, I'll have a martini, please. Oh, say, isn't that a pretty little drink? And what a cute little tiny olive. Hello, little tiny olive. All gone. Well, just one more martini then. Oh my goodness, another drinky. Boy, they sure slide down, don't they? And with two cute little olives, aye, little olives, woo! Oh my, that was goody good good. Oh, but I never drink three martinis. Whee! Oh, another rinky dinky drinky. Dance? I thought we were dancing.
When it's gone,
drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Throughout the Middle Ages, the use of liquor was universal, and drunkenness was so common, it was unnoticed. They called it the Middle Ages because no one was able to walk home unless they were between two other fellows. I was the middle guy. Now, before I go any further, please do not labor under the misconception that I always have been a teetotaler.
Yeah,
In my younger days, I was prone to take a nip. I chortle now at that former weakness in my otherwise strong character. But how well I remember my first encounter with the devil's brew. I happened to stumble across a case of bourbon and went right on stumbling for several days thereafter. Of course, now I touch nothing stronger than buttermilk. 90 proof buttermilk. I look on my days of revelry with scorn and reproachment and shudder. When I recall going to the corner saloon, tugging at my daddy's coattails and saying, "Father, dear father, come home with me now and bring a jug with you." However, I came from a very illustrious family. My great-grandfather was a friend of Benjamin Franklin. In fact, my great-grandfather would have discovered electricity, but he was too poor to buy a kite. He had to go out and hire one. I got a picture of him at home, standing in front of the town tavern. He was hiring a kite. Much higher. Now, many of you in the audience are giggling and scoffing and saying that I have given up strong drink only because the stuff is so hard to get nowadays. But you are in error. My basement is loaded. As I am. A pickpocket I once converted told me they have a school in Chicago, Illinois, short for Illinois. A pocket picking school. And the beginning rule they teach is no stimulants. They have to keep their heads clear and their fingers nimble. Why, friends, you set a bucket of beer in front of a pig and he'll grunt and walk away. And so should you. Or would you rather be a duck? Back in my rummy days, I would tremble and shake for hours upon arising. It was the only exercise I got. Now, don't say you can't swear off drinking. It's easy. I've done it 1,000 times. In closing, I would like to offer my own favorite recipe to take the place of intoxicants. It's a real thirst quencher. It's called the raspberry freeze. Known in England as the raspberry freeze. Take 1 cup of pineapple juice, 2 cups of raspberry juice, if you're in Europe, 1 cup of black tea, 3 cups of water, and 2 egg whites. Freeze until half stiff. Well, when you're half stiff, everything is all right. I thank you.
Then for the doctor, hurry quick, cause Papa's in the bedroom. britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Sister, brother, run and tell poor mother. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Late this morning, about 10:30. Oh, Pop's come falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and a knot on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin. Uncle, auntie, he's still got on his panty. Oh, Pop's in bed with his britches on. Pop's in bed with his britches on. Block. The folks across the hall put the key in the lock. When he fell in the door, he was beat to his top. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on.
depressed. Worrying won't make it better. There's only one consolation I can recommend, but don't take my word for it. Try it yourself.
Have another drink and you'll feel all right.
Have another drink and it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel all right.
Have another drink, it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel all right.
Feeling down and you're under the weather.
Have another drink and you feel all right.
Have another drink, it'll make you feel better.
Have another drink and you feel all right.
Feeling down and you're under the weather.
Have another drink and you feel all right.
And now, once again, it's time for an everyday story of country folk. The BBC present Life with the Moons, with Keith Moon, played by himself, a revolutionary violinist, played by Fidel Castro, and a well-known groupie taking the part of, well, just about anybody. Hello, sweetheart, I'm home. Hang on, I'll just take my coat off. Taken away off my mind.
Whiskey man's my friend, he's with me nearly all the time. He always joins me when I drink. Can we get on just fine? Nobody has ever seen him, I'm the only one. Seemingly I must be mad, insanity is fun. If that's the way it's done. Doctors say he's just a figment of my twisted mind. If they can't see my whiskey man, they must be going blind. Two men dressed in white collected me 2 days ago. They said there's only room for one and whiskey man can't go. Whiskey man will rest away. Left on his own. I can't even ring him, 'cause he isn't on the phone. Hasn't got a home. Life is very gloomy in this little padded cell. It's a shame there wasn't room for whiskey men as well.
Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got any quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths, all right.
Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got 4/5 tequila.
Better make that 5.
5/5 tequila.
5/5 tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Big amazing.
I beg your pardon?
4.
4.
4/5 of scotch.
Hello.
So is this a Anzac's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listen in the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
I'm sorry, it was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases, all right, I've got that down, all right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, and 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
You just bring that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver it?
Up to my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
5.
5.
5.
5.
2.
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
The order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yeah. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And 1 case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Drinking again. Thinking of when you left me, and that was once so long ago. I've been having a few, and wishing that you were right here. Well, I'm making the rounds and setting them up. A total stranger to myself, I'm just making a fool of myself. I'm just hoping that you'll come right back once on me. But I know that there's no second time around. Tell a joke.
What is it?
But after all is said and done, who's gonna laugh? Who's gonna laugh at a broken heart? I've been drinking again and thinking of when you left me, and that went so long ago. You know that you, and we're passion that you were right by my side.
Divorce isn't everything. It surrounds us, binds us together. It's in the rock, the car, your boner on the subway, that nice hoochie's ass in those tight leather pants, the kind you just want to smack and go, "Pyow, bitch." Sorry. Was I out of character, George? Sorry, I messed up.
Nicholas? Albert?
Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams nicotine and alcohol. Here's what they said to me, use your head, you see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Nick, Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and cough like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So I said to Al,
Al, be a pal, now what do you really think?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette. Well,
I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol.
Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me, I'm still pure as the driven slush.
Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Nicotine and alcohol.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Where I am, it's like 5:30 in the morning because I'm doing this on getaway day on a Friday. I usually do it on Saturday or Sunday. But today, another edition of the Bits Lab. I'm your host, KBC, by the way, just woken up. And today we're going to just start drinking. I don't care. I got the day off. I'm going to just start drinking. So, like the guy says in the court, judge says to him, "Sir, you've been brought in here for drinking." The guy says, "All right, judge, let's get on with it." So we started with Gordo, whoever Gordo is, Cocktails Darling, Spike Jones and the City Slickers featuring Mr. Mel Blanc, Clink, Clink, Another Drink, W.C. Fields, The Temperance Lecture, Papa's in Bed with His Britches On from Cab Calloway, The Brave Combo, In Heaven There Is No Beer, the Kinks, Make It to the Bit Slap, Hooray, Have Another Drink, and The Who, Whiskey Man, John Entwistle Song. Hudson and Landry, a couple of guys out of Detroit and L.A. Ajax Liquor Store, one of their biggest, most popular bits. The Jeff Beck Group, featuring, of course, Rod Stewart. How did Rod Stewart get into the bit slap? I don't know. But that was I've Been Drinking Again from way, way back. And then Rolf Harris, Nick Teen, and Al K. Hall. Rolf is still alive and still very active, so watch out for him. All right, so like the guy says in court, let's get on with it. We're going to get on with it. I want to remind you to please remember to tip your waitress and your bartender. It's always a good policy to do that as soon as you get in there. That way they remember you. And be generous. Be generous. You can always be a little cheap later on, but they'll remember you if you do that. And, of course, your waitress is always very nice and smiling anyway, so do not forget that. That about covers it. Let's just get on with it. And I have some Alka-Seltzer in the back here if you want it. I hope you brought a glass. If not, we have little paper cups you can use. So enjoy. We'll be back shortly.
You touch your nose and you say the ZYXs. These are words that are most feared from California to Texas. If a traffic cop thinks you're impaired, doesn't matter what your sex is. You walk the line, you touch your nose and you say the ZYXs. If you drive an automobile, you better be informed. Cause if they think you've had a drink, these are tests that you'll perform. Now I can't help you find your nose, I forget where your solar plex is. But I can show you how to say the ZYXs. ZYXWBUT, it's as easy as 543. SRQBONM, say it fast and baffle. LKJIH, GFEDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now that was pretty good. I know you thought along with us, but try it for real this time. ZYXWBUT, it's as easy as 543. SRQBONM, say it fast and baffle them. LKJIH, GFEDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now if you drive an automobile, I've shown you how to survive. And if you cannot learn this song, at least don't drink and drive. Because if they request the simple test of field sobriety, you'll always pass and never fail if you learn this song from me. Oh, ZYXWBUT, it's as easy as 543. SRQPONM, say it fast and baffle them. LKJIH, GFEDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZ.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, then opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. You did.
dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in, then reached up and got your brother again. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. At everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Excuse me, Bo, pour me another shot of that gin, I just love you, gin. But I'm not an alcoholic. Gin. Ooh, gin. You know what? Being a confirmed, baptized gin drinker, happy and free, I can tell there's nothing wrong having some gin for breakfast, as long as it's cooked with some eggs and mixed with some orange juice, and it tastes mighty fine on pancakes. And even my plants love gin. They so happy. Ain't you happy, plants? Oh, gin. So pure. So smooth. Oh, gin. It surely couldn't be. See, by drinking a little gin. Excuse me. I know some folks drink to excess, but that's never been my problem. Not me. I'm not in denial. Excuse me. If the police took me before the judge and the judge tried to convict me, I'd say, well, go ahead, Your Honor, I don't give a fuck. But can I talk to you in the back room? Let's have a little taste for that sweet taking. Fuck the orange juice, give me some. The tonic. Give me some gin. Bobo. 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 Don't cut me off with that stuff.
things is kind of rough, Bo. I know I got a big cab. I'll pay you. Just give me one more shot of that gin. I know I'm a little high, but I deserve more. 'Cause you know what, Bo? If it don't be for Christopher Columbus discovering America, there wouldn't even be no gin at all. They thought it was rum. And Marie Antoinette said, let them drink gin. I love her for that. But I'm not an alcoholic. Excuse me. Let the history books show. Some more. And I'm an Illinoisan with 19 kids and 4 wives. And what have I got left?
That thing all night. Say, lady, bring me some of those chitlins over there, will you? Put a little of that slow.
Play the piano, man.
Say, move on there. What do you think this is here? Move on. What do you think is dancing on a dime here? Yes, put that thing, boy. Play it till it sweats now.
Say, Pine Top, we don't want to hear that. What do you think this is? We don't want to hear that sentimental stuff.
Yeah, that's what you've been singing around here the whole night long. You don't want to hear that sentimental stuff.
Well, play them blues for me. That's all I want.
Yeah, and hard and play the blues. You almost think I'm a camera around here, don't you? Yeah, about the first drink tonight. So I'm gonna get all of you told. Now, don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pine Top is sober now. Now, I've been playing the blues around here for you the whole night long, and y'all ain't bought the first jug somehow. Now, it's getting winter time, and I have to buy it. I need a little corn whiskey to kind of keep me warm inside. Of course, I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pine Top is sober now. I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pine Top is sober now. I say I've been playing the piano around here the whole night long, and you ain't bought the first drink somehow. Now, if the house catch on fire and there ain't no water around, landlady, throw that gallon jug out the window and let the shack burn on down. Because I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pine Top is sober now. Now, just to show you I can play the blues, I'm going to stack them again for you. Hey! Now you're playing for me, Mr. Pine Top. Oh, just play that thing all night long. Say, landlady, bring Mr. Pine Top just as much as he wants to drink. I'll pay for it. Give the whole jug. I don't mind it. Say that thing now, boy. Ah, folks, that's tight like that now. Oh, whip that thing. Whip it till it sweats, Mr. Pine Top. Now you're playing for me. Now that's the way I feel. Ha ha ha.
till the end of time. I feel so fine, I feel so light and gay. Yes, I feel so fine, I feel so light and gay. Just a little bit of drinking drives my blues away. Well, I don't like whiskey, it's too strong. It makes you clown the whole day long. Going to the barroom, buy me dinner and wine. Don't want to get high, just want to feel real fine. I'm gonna cash my check at the liquor store. Slip right in that barroom door. Going to the barroom, buy a jug of wine. Gonna find my baby to rock till the end of time. Till the end of time.
Have some more. No wine, no women, somebody. the carpenter was done. Hoo-yah! When I leave the kitchen,
aye, aye, aye.
And I come out this evening,
aye, aye, aye.
I drinking white, I drinking black, I drinking punch and drinking fast, I drinking Bacardi and Jerry. Drinking black, drinking punch, drinking fat, drinking Bacardi and cherry.
I drink anything.
Anything you give me.
I drink anything.
Fella! Yeah.
I drink anything.
Fella! Every time. Whenever this time comes,
aye, aye, aye.
It's so hard as hard fun. From ever since I like parang, because my father. September come, I buy me rum and put it down. Hey. Hey, yeah. Somebody must hand me a glass. Hi-ya! Then why should I say no?
Aye, aye, aye.
When sweet balance are to flow.
Aye, aye, aye.
When them bottles are to strum, it encourage you to drink rum. Hi-ya!
Don't care. 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again. I'd like to thank the men that raised the grapes way out in California, and I'm hoping this will be their biggest year. All scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on, and that's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
He's got a funny red nose, old baggy pants. When he staggers down the street, it's a funny little dance. Children gather around when he falls down. Everybody laughs at Wino the Clown. They just don't know the reason why, that when she died, he died inside. He lost all his will to live, and he had no use for pride. Not even all his children's love could bring him back again. He just crawled into a bottle. Now he's waiting for the end. He's got a funny red nose, old baggy pants. When he staggers down the street, it's a funny little dance. Children gather round when he falls down. Everybody laughs at Wino the Clown. They laugh when he comes down the street, stumbling all alone, at the way he smiles and holds his arm, just as if someone's holding on. They all think he's lost his mind, talking to thin air. Oh, but only me and my daddy knows that mama's walking there. He's got a funny red nose, old baggy pants. When he staggers down the street, it's a funny little dance. Children gather round when he falls down. Everybody laughs at Wino the Clown. But I'll never laugh when my daddy falls down. I'll always love Wino the Clown.
decided that we'd go fishing one time. So we drove to the lake with my brand new bass boat. I brought the fishing poles, the pork and beans, the saltine crackers and the canned sardines, and Harold brought all the booze one man could tote. While I loaded the boat and filled the tank and tried to get that motor to crank, Harold just sat there sipping on a long-neck beer. And while I was steering the boat and tying the plugs, he was drinking moonshine straight from the jug. He was singing Melancholy Baby when we left the pier. Whoa. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He's just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. While I was concentrating, perfecting my cast, hoping to land a trophy bass, and Harold was having trouble trying to find the lake. Laying there beside him at his feet was an anchor line coiled up real neat. Harold saw it, white as a ghost, and hollered, "Snake!" Well, he jumped straight up and began to yell. I said, "Sit down, Harold, and behave yourself. Can't you see that ain't nothing but a piece of rope?" But he was scared to death, plumb out of his mind, trying not to get bit by that anchor line. And he grabbed my shotgun, blew a hole in the bottom of the boat. Harold! Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He just had the fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Now, too drunk to fish is too drunk to swim, so I was dog paddling and dragging him, and finally made it to a little sandbar just big enough for two. And it was way after dark when that helicopter came with that big searchlight calling our names, and Harold looked up at the sky and said, "Lord, is that you?" And then he knelt there in that heavenly glow and said, "Lord, you know I ain't ready to go, so if you'd pass me by tonight, I will reform." And then they threw down a raft and I paddled us home, and he never touched a drop from that moment on. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish.
Shouting would be all to no avail.
He jumped right down upon the track and stood between the
those rails. La, 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 la. The train is chugging down the track, but Uncle Tom refused to budge. The driver said, get back, or in a minute you'll be budged.
Diet. It came from a book I was loaned. It's really terrific and quite scientific, and I'm half stoned. For breakfast, some cornflakes and vodka. But cornflakes have carbohydrates, so I don't eat those fattening cornflakes. I eat the vodka straight.
Drink, drink. Everyone drink. It's not as bad as we used to think.
With every Manhattan, your stomach will flatten. So drink,
drink, drink.
The Air Force invented this diet, a fact which they hotly deny. Of course they deny it, 'cause this is the diet that got the Air Force high. For lunch you can have three martinis. What better lunch is there than that? But caution, do not eat the olives, 'cause olives make you fat.
Drink, drink, everyone drink. It's not as bad as we used to think.
If pounds you would burn off, then turn on your Smirnoff and drink,
drink, drink.
For dinner, a nice scotch and soda. Now that ought to help you to lose. No whipped cream, no butter, just lay in the gutter and booze, booze, booze. Suppose you should meet a policeman who says you've been quenching your thirst. You just tell him it's physical fitness and health comes first. Drink,
drink,
booze everywhere. Pass that decanter of bourbon there. I'm fatter than ever, but here's what's so clever. I don't care.
All right, you guys in the back, knock that off. She was. All right, here at the Bitslap Bar and Grill. Well, bar, no grill. We are serving up tasty libations. And it's closing time, last call coming up. So get yours now. Again, a reminder, don't forget to tip your waitress. Especially Tracy back there. She's working really hard. We started that set with Snot Roquemore. The less you know about him, the better. But that was the backwards ZYXs. You better drive carefully on the way home. You may face some of those. Winoni Harris, Quiet Whiskey, Andre Williams, and gin. That's my drink of choice these days. Pine Top. Excuse me, guys. I'm talking here. Okay. Pine Top Smith. After that, I'm Sober Now. The Barroom Blues was Roy Brown. Mr. Google Eyes. Yes, that was Mr. Google Eyes. It's been a while since we've heard from him. That was No Wine, No Women. Scrunter from, I guess, Trinidad. And that was Drinking Anything. I love that song. Wind Me Up from Farron Young. And no drinking show would be complete without a visit from George Jones. He made it on time for a change, and that was Wino the Clown. Too Drunk to Fish from Ray Stevens. Drunken Uncle John from Cruella DeVille. And bringing up the rear, Alan Sherman, The Drinking Man's Diet. All right, so that takes us into overtime. All right, so it is last call. Line up over there. Tracy will take your order. And I will see you next week with some sort of dessert, I guess you could say. All right, we'll be back with more. In the meantime, have a good week. Have a good day. Don't drink and drive. I want to make sure that's absolutely clear. Do not drink and drive. You might hit a drop and spill some. And then they pull you over and you smell like vodka. It's hard to explain. Trust me. All right? All right. So, hey, we'll see you next week. Kazoos, bring it up. All right. You guys are cut off.
Jack a diamond, and I know you of old. You've a robbed my poor pockets of a silver and gold. It's a whiskey, you villain. You've been my downfall. You kicked me, you've covered me, but I love you for all. And it's a whiskey rye whiskey, whiskey I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, well I think I will die. It's a beefsteak when I'm hungry, rye whiskey when I'm dry, greenback when I'm hard up, oh heaven when I die. I'll go to yonder holler, I'll build me a still, I'll give you a gallon for the $5 bill. Ah, whiskey, rye whiskey, whiskey I cry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die. If the ocean was whiskey, and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come. I meant to say up. Now the ocean ain't whiskey, I ain't a duck. I'll play Jack a Diamond and trust to my luck. Whiskey, rye, whiskey, whiskey, I cry. If a whiskey don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Worry on your mind, here's what you should try. Go to bed and rest your head and take some rock and rye. Rock and rye, rock and rye, rock and roll with rock and rye. Rock and rock and ride, riding high with a rock and ride, rock and ride. With a rock and ride. Rock and ride. When you're feeling kinda low and you think you'll die, don't count sheep to go to sleep, just drink some rock and ride. Rock and ride, rock and ride. Rock and roll with a rock and ride. Rock and ride, rock and ride. Riding high with a rock and ride, rock and ride. Rock and ride. Rock and ride, rock and ride, rock and ride. Rockin', rollin', rockin', ride, 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 rock. Rock.